Yeah. Yeah. Jasmine Ree. Listen. Yeah. They told me power's within, but I'm scouting the lens. Cause the outlook they be spinning ain't the route I intend. Preaching empowerment with a counter for trend. But the louder it gets, the more the values descend. So I'm tracing the statements, debating and breaking down the language they created and painted. Liberation is painted, but the frame feels constrained and outdated. Seeing strength re-illustrated through a matrix is gated. See, they package independence in a glamorous shell. But beneath, I could sense how the narrative swells into hazardous spells. It's like a poison ingested and casually dwells in a bodily system while internally damages cells. I study power in silence, let the moment describe it. Cause every slogan defining it feels remotely misguided. They turn strength to an aesthetic. Every pose is provided, but true growth is in the filter. It's a soul that's ignited, and know the echo sounds bold. The intent feels restricted, is empowering its expression. No impression we mimic. Real strength ain't domination. Don't compose your victory by stripping men of their role of dignity. Empowerment collapses, removing with corrupted souls. Gain power without diminishing the role that someone else supposed. Real strength ain't domination. Don't compose your victory by stripping men of their role of dignity. Empowerment collapses, removing with corrupted souls. Gain power without diminishing the role that someone else supposed. As I activate the lens, my aggravation stems from counterproductive movements that's emasculated men. This modern rhythm breeds division when the cadence ascends and femininity diminishes in abrasive attempts. I see the climate shifting, energy drifting from peace into petty resistance. I'm equate aggression with strength, but the essence is missing. Turning minor missteps into battles, relentless ignition, where dialogue dies quick. And every sentence is defensive, image with competitive addiction. Sisterhood is drifting off course. Their reality is force over balance, a pattern of pushing with force. Softness replaced with a stance that mimics masculinity more than its source. Empowerment seems twisted out of tune with its core. They channel strength as conflict automatically, assuming it's war. They push strength with a static tone, habitual scripts, yet the actual work gets overshadowed by digital glitz. Real strength and domination. Don't compose your victory by stripping men of their role of dignity. Empowerment collapses, removing what corrupted the souls. Gain power without diminishing the role that someone else supposed. Real strength and domination. Don't compose your victory by stripping men of their role of dignity. Empowerment collapses, removing what corrupted the souls. Gain power without diminishing the role that someone else supposed. Listen. Listen, we've got to stop treating each other like opponents. Empowerment was never meant to tear down the men who stand beside us. Respect doesn't make you weaker, and balance doesn't take anything from your independence. How we carry ourselves influences the energy in our homes, our relationships, and our communities. We don't need conflict to prove strength. We don't need aggression to validate our voice. And we don't need to diminish a man's role to feel secure in our own. If we want real growth, real unity, and real empowerment, then it starts with accountability, understanding, and mutual respect.